I didn't mention earlier, over the past 1 week, there were many reports about how they did spot checks, they did investigation, and they actually found many many places where they actually have storage of weapons. Yeah, so like almost every day there's some new discovery. I was like, wow, piang, grenades, knives, swords, guns. And it's not like found one grenade, one whole, like, so it's like one grenade threw in, if we just threw one grenade here, all of us are covered, no? Within like 2-3 meters radius, fatality, beyond that, concussion, you know, the outer one, concussion, the rest, you will have, you know, internal bleeding. Yeah, just one, no? Imagine the discovered, you know, 20 or something. What are they planning to do? Yeah, so in fact, the 1 or 2 days before my return back, along the road into the airport, they discovered a pipe bomb, yeah, homemade pipe bomb along the road. Yeah, and that's why the airport was actually shut down for a few hours. 1 or 2 days before my return leg. So I was like, honestly, as much as sometimes I appear to always joke about dying, when I was there, I was seriously thinking, yeah, if I have to die, I have to die, you know. Then I asked myself, am I ready to die? Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to die. Then I feel, I don't feel safer, but I don't feel so afraid of the possibility of dying. Yeah. But I just had a thought, if I have to die, I hope nobody else have to die together. I mean, not that I mind dying with others, but you know, I just hope that others don't have to get hurt.
So when will you be at the Pantai Center then?
When will I be there?
After the 21st, if you come back, right? So where will you be?
Where was I? I was there all the time. Candy, yeah. But in between, for 1.5 days, one of the Bhante actually brought me to visit other monasteries. Yeah. And initially I was like, "真的要出去吗?" Then I thought, they keep asking. Then I'm like, 好吧,豁出去了,死就死吧. Yeah. Just now when I went up to pay respect to Bhante, then I was telling him, never have I been so afraid of haversack. because the news show this guy carrying haversack and then walking around, then looking around, then enter the church. And shortly after that, they stopped, right? So I tell you, when I was at the waiting area, you know, you clear everything, right? Then when it's time to check in, you check in, then there's a waiting area, everybody get the boarding pass, exchange, tear, then waiting there. Yes, I was sitting there, I look around, I'm like, why is everybody carrying off a sack? Oh, panic, man. It was so fun, it's so hilarious. It's like, how can it be? Because usually, those younger people, like 20-something, would carry off a sack, you know? Or European, you know, Amor, they're traveling, they carry the big haversack. And then all the Sri Lankan, like 30 something, 40 something, 50 something, also carry haversack. Can't see, like. Yeah. When something like that happens, it reminds us of our mortality. But we must know that we don't need a bomb to kill us, you know. The human body comprises, I read somewhere, 3 trillion cells. Something like that. I don't know how exact. All it takes is a certain number of cells to go haywire. Yeah. And then we start to have difficulties. And if it persists, then dun 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 dun. Yeah, you know the Looney Tunes dun 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 dun. Yeah, end of story. Like. Yeah. So, Diamond Sutra. So since I didn't die and y'all didn't die, so we continue. If you think about it, that's life, you know. That's how our life is. Yeah, we don't die, you don't die, so we continue. Yeah. Okay, so where did we stop? If for those who have the text, it's at page 93. So, over here, my teacher talked about the this difference between the Mahayana and the Hinayana school. Yeah. So, 南传佛教的小乘佛教学者. Yeah, so I think the last when we stopped, I was covering the text where my teacher highlighted some of the mindset or some of the key points that for those who are in the southern schools, if they were to learn the teachings found in the Mahayana school, they wouldn't reject it. Because Mahayana also teaches no self. Yeah, that is common. So why should there be any conflict? And then, over here, there's this interesting one. 大乘佛法与小乘佛法不同的一点. So that's one key difference between these two schools. 就是大乘佛法提倡大悲心, and it is that in the Mahayana Buddhism or Mahayana Buddha Dharma, it espouses great compassion. 提倡, espouses. So that's not to say that the southern school don't have that. It's more of an emphasis. Mahayana emphasizes, you know, bring this up, 提倡. So, 不要做治疗汉. In other words, don't practice and strive for enlightenment just to liberate yourself. But my teacher highlights something very important. 其实治疗汉也是了不起. You seldom hear Mahayana masters say this. Mahayana masters don't usually praise Arahant. But my teacher in the monastery, this is not a special occasion, this is his stamp. He always highlight, 我们凭什么批评圣文弟子啊? Who are we to go and criticize the Shravaka disciple? So, in our monastery, when we do the meal offering, the puja, usually the Mahayana meal offering, we do offering to the Buddha, yeah, and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all the Bodhisattvas, our teachers and so on, yeah, Li Tai Chu Se and so on, and then that's it. Yeah, then after that is Santa Liu Wei, Kung Fu Chi Sen, Smo Smo. But in our monastery, after the Pusa Mohasa, then there's the Arahants. Yeah, we offer to the Arahants also. So it's very interesting. Because although he is trained, it's not that he maverick, you know, out of nowhere, don't know, trained by which a more teacher, no. He's trained very traditionally. In fact, the late Longgen Sama, when he know that I was ordained under Miao Jing Fast, my teacher, he said, oh, 那你是这个天台宗的子孙. Because my teacher was originally trained in the Tendai school, yeah, 天台宗. But his attitude is quite atypical. He always highlight to us, when we look at the sutra, the teachings are given from which angle? From the angle of Samma Sambuddha and the great Bodhisattvas. That means level 8, 9, 10 and above, you know. Yeah. And for them to look upon Arahant and then to admonish or to beseech the Arahants to say, hey, you can achieve greater heights. From this angle, then, when you look at the sutras, okay, yes, makes sense, but not for us. Yeah. An example I give is, it's like the a university grad, yeah, or master's or PhD student, or even a professor, telling a secondary school student, not ordinary secondary school, but it's a secondary school like straight A student, arhat ma. Yeah, so not ordinary secondary school, straight A student, but telling him, hey, are you sure you're going to drop out from secondary school just like that? You get O levels, then big deal, then you stop. Hey, you should continue your studies. But not for a primary school kid to tell the straight A student and say, hey, you good for nothing, you don't continue your studies. You are primary school, you know, what you tell me what I should do. Of course, just to be clear, we are the primary school students. So, 治疗汉也是了不起, yeah? 好过连治疗汉都不是, 那就是不及格了, yeah? So you can see that, you know, the three levels that I often highlight are, in a way, is inspired from this. Unenlightened, arahant, and the bodhisattva path. Compared to bodhisattva path higher, ma. But don't, as a result, then drop from arahant path. Because arahant path is still superior than nothing. Yeah?
但如果能发大悲心, 广度众生是更了不起。
Yeah. So there's that difference. If you can even evoke great compassion and liberate, to strive to work for the liberation of all sentient beings, in other words, to attain Sammasambuddha Bodhi, then that's of course even greater.
So,所以从事实与理论上看,
yeah. So if you look at reality, yeah, and the principle. Reality here referring to the reality of the different lineages, yeah. Okay, and then the principles referring to the principles within these different lineages. Yeah. Here namely Mahayana versus Hinayana. For some reason, I'm now more comfortable to use the word Hinayana. But I don't use the word Hinayana as a, oh, you're Hinayana. I say it as a, yeah, there are those who are inclined this way. And when I say Hinayana, I don't mean Theravada. Because there are some who wear this is actually Hinayana. They're just working for their own benefit. Maybe not even Hinayana, because Hinayana are those who strive towards arahanthood. Those who don't even strive for arahanthood, don't know what they are striving for, striving for trinkets. Then, so to be called Hinayana is not as degrading as we think, you know. Yeah. Because the smaller vehicle is still a vehicle to liberation, you know. Those who are striving for trinket, that is not even Hinayana. That's trinketyana. That's samsarayana.
Sahayana. So, 我们应该学习无我论.
Yeah, so, whether in terms of in reality in our day-to-day or in terms of the principle, we should learn the teaching of no self.
不要学习有我论.
Don't go and learn, or here literally means don't go and learn those teachings that advocate a soul, a self. Yeah, but we may not formally go and learn. Yeah, we may not formally go and learn, but we may also unwittingly, yeah, very subtly embrace such a notion. Yeah, embrace such a notion. So you know, sometimes when young people, they always, oh my god, oh my god. I'm quite pinicky about this. Yeah, pinicky about this. Don't say, oh my God. I'm not against God or people with belief in God. Yeah. But, so if Christians say, oh my God, it's your choice. Right? In fact, the hardcore Christians don't say, oh my God, also, because do not use the Lord's name in vain. Yeah, this is from the Bible. So, The point is, you see, when we use certain expression over time, then very subtly, it forms a part of your worldview, you know. Yeah. So for young people, I will correct them. If they are Buddhist, free thinker, non-Buddhist, your choice of belief. And then for old people, then those that I know a bit more, then I will tell them like the ti kong, yeah. So, 相信有我论会有很多烦恼. So why is it that we don't want to go and learn or advocate such a belief or such a teaching of a self? Because this leads to a lot of suffering, a lot of defilements. Yeah, 很多烦恼问题, a lot of problem. 若菩萨有我相人相众身相受者相，就不是菩萨. Yeah, if a bodhisattva has the notion, has the grasping, has the perception of an I, yeah, and then in terms of the I, a person, a sentient being, or a being that ages, yeah, these three aspects are expression of the self, of the past, the present, and the future. Yeah, so or the future and the present rather, yeah. 就不是菩萨, then such a person is not considered a bodhisattva. Yeah, 那是一般的凡夫境界, that is the state of worldly, of a worldling, yeah, state of a mundane worldling. Yeah. In other words, someone who is still pursuing the trinkets. 以上广大心，广大心，第一心。 So, 常心不颠倒心一共四种. Yeah, so, up to this point, we have covered four kinds of mind. Yeah, 四种心. First, 广大心, yeah, is the great compassion. Then, 第一心, that means that bodhicitta. Then, 常心, consistent, yeah, persistently having that perseverance. Then, 不颠倒心. Yeah, so, earlier we also went through that. Yeah, so not to have the kind of like thinking, oh, I want to just go towards Nibbana. 一共四种, yeah, so there are four types. 前三种合而为一就是慈悲心. So the first three are different expression of loving kindness and compassion. 后一不颠倒心就是般若. The last one is actually wisdom. Yeah, 不颠倒心. So, 不时无常为常, 不时苦为乐, 不时无我为我, 不时不净为净, and so on. So, 大悲心和般若的智慧统合起来. So, great compassion, whenever we say great compassion, it actually includes the loving kindness. But here it is explicitly listed out. 大慈悲心和般若, so great loving kindness and compassion plus wisdom prajna, yeah, together. What happened? 名字为无上菩提心, is known as the unsurpassed bodhicitta, unsurpassed bodhicitta, yeah. 也就是安住于大乘佛法了. So then, it means that such a person is abiding, yeah, abiding on the Bodhisattva path, yeah, the Mahayana Buddha Dhamma. So, who is this with reference to? Reference to a Bodhisattva. Yeah. So, hence that statement. 若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相，即非菩萨. Yeah. Then it's not a Bodhisattva. Yeah, then it makes sense. Or otherwise, like that, then not bodhisattva. It's because if you are like that, then there's defilements, then it is in opposition with wisdom. Yeah, in which case, then you are not a bodhisattva. 福赐, finally, huh? I know you all have been very patient. 刚刚 up to here, wow, this take, I think, 1 or 2 months. 扶持, further. Futsu further, Shi Puti, Shi Buti. Pusa Yifa, In Uso Zu, Sing Yi Bushi, So Wei Putsu Sir Bushi, Putsu San Xiang Wei Tufa Bushi. So this is the sutra itself. So up to here. So throughout the whole sutra, time and again, Buddha would address Venerable Shubhuti. Yeah, Buddha can address the disciples by the name, but we cannot just say, oh, Shubhuti is Buddha. We say, Shubhuti Zunze. Yeah. So similarly, in real life, you don't just go and you don't talk about another Venerable in terms of just the name. Yeah. In a way, it's a form of respect. It's just like you don't refer to your mother by the name, yeah, alone, yeah, or to someone that you respect. So, Pusa Yifa, this Bodhisattva, for Bodhisattvas, with regards to the phenomena, yeah, this Fa here should be referring to phenomena, yeah. In Wu Suo Zhu. So with respect to all phenomena, there's no grasping, yeah, no attachment. Yeah. Xing yu bu shi. So this is the first paramita of giving. When a Bodhisattva do giving, no attachment on anything. Yeah, in brief. Now let's take a look at the detailed explanation. The Pusa Yu Fa Ying Ying Wu Suo Zhu Xing Yu Bu Shi Yixia. 就是回答云何相复其心. So this is a reply actually with respect to the earlier question, how does a person who have evoked bodhicitta want to cultivate towards Buddhahood, how does such a person do the practice, yeah, to subdue the mind, yeah, subdue the mind. So because usually when we do our practices starting from giving to the observance of precepts, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom, the six paramita, then our mind is filled with worldly thoughts, attachment, delusion, and so on. Yeah, in this way, we practice. Yeah, it is in this way that we practice. So, the earlier question, in her xiang fu qi xing, how does this kind of wrong kind of mental activity, how is it being quelled or overcome? So this is a reply. Pusa yu fa ying wu suo zhu, xing yu bu shi. So more details. 前面, guang da xing, di yi xing, chang xing, bu dian dao xing, the first, earlier on, the four kind of mental qualities. 这是 Pusa fa wu shang bu di xing de yuan. So that is the in terms of the vow, yeah, that means the direction. 现在, 菩萨于法应无所住,心意布施. Yeah, so now this phrase, yeah, 只修行六波罗蜜, yeah, 是行. As I mentioned, the six paramita, also here mentioned, when the Bodhisattva is actually cultivating, practicing the six paramita, then what happened? 以愿导行, yeah. So you all may have heard me mention it before. 以愿导行, 以行满愿, so inspired from my teacher. 以愿导行, so the aspiration, the direction that guides our action. Yeah. Action anyone can do. Yeah. But what is guiding these actions? In other words, when you do certain actions, where does it lead you to? It is through the aspiration. 发无上菩提心以后，由于菩提心的推动，行菩萨道救护众生，所以是行。Yeah, so 发菩提心以后, So after evoking bodhicitta, what happened? You don't say, oh, I want to be a bodhisattva, I want to attain Buddhahood. Then after that, you just find a small island and then retire there and just eat coconut, drink coconut every day, then just kelka. No, huh? After that, you must go and do your practice. So, you eat Putin Singh the Tui Dong. Why must you? Not so much must you, but if you truly evoke bodhicitta, then you won't think, so troublesome, I go and hide somewhere. I go and just, because of the bodhicitta, it compels you, yeah? It pushes you, yeah? It motivates, moves you to go and do something. Don't just give up and don't do anything. Seeing Pusa Tao, Jiu Hu Zhong Sen, motivate you to do what? Not to go and take a holiday. Motivate you to go and buy things, no. Yeah. Motivate you to cultivate, to practice the bodhisattva path. To do what? Jiu Hu Zhong Sen. Yeah. To help to liberate sentient beings. So he is Xing. And hence it's called Xing, yeah, to practice on this path. Yeah. So 后面须菩提语音和可以身向见如来不 some places is for. So the later part, yeah, so this is the later part. 须菩提菩萨 No, it's the much later part, not immediately. So if you are familiar with the Dhamma Sutra, then this would make sense to you. The later part, 后面, 须菩提于云何可以身向见如来佛? Yeah. So at the later part of the sutra, there's this question. Yeah. Can one see the Buddha by this body? Yeah. 不也世尊不以色见如来何以故? 犯错像皆是虚妄若见诸相非相即见如来 that is the verse at the later stage. So my teacher is quoting this verse and then saying 那一段是果 that is the result. You cultivate, then there's a result. So 那一段是果. So if you're not familiar, you all may want to go and get the whole Dhamma Sutra and read through frequently. Yeah, so I've heard before that traditionally, when individuals want to learn a sutra, the first criteria is you must memorize the whole sutra. So because last time there's no slide lah, no book or whatever, you know, so you must really memorize the whole thing. So as and when a teacher says, earlier on this section, whatever, later on that there'll be then you immediately know what the teacher is talking about. Otherwise, where? In fact, not just this sutra. Yeah. Those who are really keen and serious, then they will have learned a whole set of related sutras. So anytime the teacher say, so today we are going through Dhamma Sutra, but some people don't know. As you know, in the Mahaprajna Parinibbana, maybe never even heard of the sutra name. Then how? So traditionally, the student would have learned all this. Learn, when we say learn, at least know the text. May not know the meaning, yeah, but at least know the text. So, 这三段文合起来就是愿行果. So, first you have the direction, yeah, the aspiration, then the practice, and then the result. How beautiful. 愿行果. Yeah, 实在也就是金刚般若. So together, that is basically the diamond wisdom. Yeah. So here, 金刚般若, the 金刚, if you translate literally, it will be diamond, but actually it's the impervious wisdom. Yeah. Unbreakable wisdom. So, 菩萨发了无上菩提心, 能够无我相人相众生相, 无我相无人相无众生相无受者相 yeah, 所以能发能这个大慈悲救护众生 So Bodhisattvas having evoked this unsurpassed bodhicitta, what happened? Is able to practice no self. Yeah. Then no self in all the different forms. Yeah. And it's by doing this that is able to do what? Is able to have the great loving kindness and compassion to liberate sentient beings. Yeah. Why is it that you must have practiced the no self? Yeah. Otherwise, very difficult to practice. Yeah. Or rather, very difficult to help people. You want to do something, you still have cling on to the self, then you have a lot of problem. Like this cannot, like that cannot, a lot of this problem.
不能只发愿而不行.
Yeah. Have a lot of lofty goals, but you don't carry it out. Yeah. 还要有实际的行动去救护众生. And there must be actual steps to go and help sentient beings, to go and literally 救护. Yeah, I keep on translating it as liberate lah, but 一个救一个护. So 救 to save, 护 to protect, yeah, to safeguard. It's a very very tender imagery, you know. Yeah, 救护. Yeah, you are caring for sentient beings, you know. So just now I mentioned about desperation. Yeah. When you see parents in their desperation, they're willing to do anything, even sacrifice their own life for their children. You can see that in Animal Kingdom as well. You can see that also. But if you bring in ego, then cannot. You bring in ego, why you want? Cannot.
So how do we do that?
Yeah, how do we rescue, how do we safeguard and protect sentient beings? Yeah, 就是修行六波罗蜜. Yeah, that's basically the practice of the six paramita. If you practice the six paramita, you are caring and you are protecting, you are safeguarding sentient beings. Yeah. If you look at the six paramita, the first few, yeah, is worldly. Yeah, you care for their material well-being, you give them things. Then you care for their safety, you practice harmlessness. Then you practice that forbearance so that, you know, you don't have so much conflict. Yeah, and also the practice itself, you need to endure a lot of difficulties. Then the later three is more inwardly. Yeah, more inwardly. First three is more direct, yeah, towards sentient beings. So, 第一个是布施波罗蜜, 怎么样做法呢? The first, giving, 布施持戒忍辱精进禅定般若, the first is the practice of giving. So how does one do this practice? Yeah, how does one do this perfection of giving? 扶持须菩提, 佛又招呼须菩提, yeah, so he is addressing Venerable Shibhuti. 菩萨于法应无所住心于布施, yeah, 发无上菩提心的人就是菩萨了。他修行布施的时候, 无所住就是无所执着, so earlier mentioned also, so 无所住, so not grasping onto it, not attached to anything. So this is how one should do the practice of perfection of giving. Yeah. So, 应该心不执着修行布施. When we do giving, do we still have attachment? Maybe we feel we don't have, but sometimes hard to say.
用无执着 来降服有执着的心.
Yeah. So we use the non-attachment mind to overcome the attachment mind.
这样回答降服其心.
In this way, we answer this question. how to subdue the mind. What kind of mind? In this case, the attachment mind. Before I left, I thought I would do more dana. Then I was thinking, how should I do this dana? Then I thought, ding. Because there are the center staff, and then there are a few venerables. So I thought, the truth is, economically, we are more advanced. Yeah, today. 50 years ago, they are actually ahead of us. Yeah, 50 years later, we are ahead. 50 years further, maybe we are behind again. Maybe don't even need 50 years, maybe 20 years. Yeah. But at this moment, we seem to be ahead. Just currency-wise, 1 to 1 to 8. Yeah. I'm very pleased now because of the trip. So I was thinking, the truth is, if I were to just present to them, I was honestly prepared to just... I donated most of the leftover from past trips. And I was prepared to donate even more. Then I was thinking, if I were to do that, what would I plant in them? It would reinforce the rich Bante from Singapore mindset. Yeah. It would reinforce in them, or anyone who is from Singapore have a lot of dana to give. Yeah. So I was hesitating, including giving to the few venerables. So in my hesitation, when the van was ready, then one of the staff was at the library. Then we walked down, and I was like still deliberating how to do it. Then I almost never do it, Not that I'm stingy, I don't know. But I was hesitating. Then I thought, no, I should still do it. Yeah, my hesitation was more about, like, 深呼吸. I know you are tired. It's okay. If you are not tired, you wouldn't be nodding off. Where are you going?
Like wash face.
Don't have to wash lah. I give you some water. You can wash it. If you don't mind my dirty towel.
Don't mind.
You don't mind?
Don't mind.
Wet tissue also can. If you need, I can give you a few slap also. Another way, I tell you, very effective. You sit down here and face them. You will not be sleepy. You want? You can.
Sure.
Yeah. You can get your. You sit here. You will not be sleepy. Yeah. Yeah. You can get a take a cushion and sit down here. Sorry, she. Have more blessing from a Buddha. Closer. No. This is okay. So, in case if you ordain next time, this is the demo. Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. So then, what happened? So, we walked a few steps. Then suddenly I thought, no, I should still donate. Yeah. Because I was deliberating. Then, almost feel like, then I thought, no, I should still donate. So I told the gentleman, I said, wait, I think I still want to do some donation. Maybe we should go back. Then he said, can. Then he asked, you can also just wire it over, or you can pass to me, I can send you the receipt later. I said, no, I think we should go in. So we went in. Then later, the other Bante also came. Just nice. So I passed, I first passed some ampao to the Bante. Then I told him, I passed him one. Then I said, this is offering to you. Then he looked at me and he said, what is this for? Then I said to him, no, this is offering to you. Then he said, no, what for? So I told him, I said, we are brothers. Yeah. To be very honest, I don't usually feel that anybody is my brother because I'm the only son. So even with fellow monks, I don't really feel so brother-brother, you know. But this time around, I don't know why, you know. Yeah. Or rather, not just this time around, but since then, when I see, like just now, the two nuns came over, yeah, I really feel like they are my brother and sisters. Maybe something shorted inside. But anyway, I told him, you're my brother. So I'm just sharing with you what I have. Yeah. Then I told him, I said, but I need you to help me do something else. So I prepared a few ang bao. And then I told him, I need you to help me offer this to the other, pass to the other venerables. And he said, oh, okay, no problem. One more for the other monk, and then two more for one of the Sri Lankan nun, and the other one for the Singapore nun. Then I told him, but you must not do it immediately. And you must not tell them that I offered. I know that sometimes in talks I say, why should you do anonymously? You should let people know. Then, you know, they can rejoice and be inspired. But in this case, I still choose to do it this way. Because I told him, I said, because I don't want to create that kind of very subtle, it may not be very obvious, but it's a very subtle that shift in the relation. Yeah. There's a very subtle shift in the relation. I don't want it to happen. So I want them to treat me genuinely, the way they would treat me, whether I give them dana or not. Yeah. In fact, last time when I was staying in Komingsan and I go overseas, I usually don't tell people that I'm from Komingsan. Not that I'm ashamed of being from Komingsan or anything, you know. But I don't want them to treat me specially because I'm from Komingsan or from any other center for that matter. So last time I go, from a small temple, some small temple. Then Bante went, no, he's not from a small temple, he's from the biggest temple in Singapore. That was jialat. So now don't have to worry about that. So I told him to help me do that. Then after that, I told the manager, I said, you help me to distribute this to the staff, but again, don't do it immediately, do it 1 or 2 weeks later, and don't tell them that I offered. They said, why you don't? I said, I don't want them to have that impression. Because not all monks are able to, you know, give that support. Then I don't want them to have that kind of discrimination. Oh, this one Singapore monk. Bante, what do you need? Oh, this one from don't know which country. You take yourself. I don't want, even though I'm on the receiving end of service, and it's not that I'm a cultivator. No, I'm not a cultivator. No. It's that even last time when I was a lay person, I don't feel there's a need for that. Yeah. So even more so as a monk, why should I do that? So, but I still want to support the center. So I apart for the center. Yeah. So the point is that there was even the hesitation at the front, you know. Yeah, the front part. Do you remember the front part I mentioned? I was having that hesitation to donate or don't donate. Yeah. So, but I don't say that I'm doing perfection of giving. Quite far from it. But sometimes I share with my mom. I said, I wonder if I go to a center and I stay there for 3 weeks, a month, 3 months, and I don't do any offering, would they still welcome me next time? Then my mom said, yeah, Sifu. Then she said, yeah, this is just 很现实的吗? I said, yeah, but, you know, we are all monks and this is Sangha and this is a monastery, then why should we still have that kind of distinction? So I told my mom, I said, one day I shall bring people to other centers, but and they may bring us to this chamber, that hall, that shrine, and what, but we don't do any offering. See whether next time they will still welcome us. Yeah. Maybe I'm too gullible, or maybe stupid. Yeah, that's why. But I can say that because I don't have a center. Yeah. And I can say that because there are either senior monks or lay people who provide for the requisites. So I don't have to think about that part. I wonder, if now suddenly someone throw me a temple, then I have to maintain the temple. I have to upkeep the temple. Will I still say that? I hope I will still be able to say that. Yeah. I think it's not undoable, because my teacher, my late ordination teacher, we don't have Fa Hui one, you know. Yeah, so we don't have Fa Hui to raise funds, nothing. Yeah, and he came on telling us, you all don't worry about money. Not that he's rich or he don't have money one, no. When he left the center initially, he come out, nothing, no. Because everything he collected, he just put in the center. When he left, they didn't, not that, well, retirement fund or what, but never even offer him anything. He come out, liang shou gong gong. Yeah, and he said, initially he was struggling a bit with that. Then he told us, he said, he dreamt of Quan Sim Pusa. Oh yeah, I want to cry. He said, Quan Sim Pusa told him, leave that alone. Focus on the Dharma. So in our monastery, we really don't really bother about money. not kidding though. Yeah, and as far as I saw, we don't give any special privilege or preferences to so-called Da Hu or Xiao Hu Fa, no. Yeah. When they have, after my teacher passed away, then they have some Zui Si Fa Hui. Then, on the, you know, those, you can write your name, right? You can write for that, no matter how many you want to write, up to you. There's no difference. Oh, you want to write how much? Oh, 1,000 yuan, 1,000 yuan from the middle. No. Yeah, no such a distinction. So the outcome, 饿不死啦, 但是也付不了了. But that's the whole point, isn't it? But a strange thing is that when we were in the US, at some point I took on certain duties, so I had to go and collect the mail. Then randomly there's some check sent in by people. Yeah. So somehow can survive. But he did tell us at some point he almost couldn't survive. He literally has, don't know, just enough to survive for 3 months. Yeah. After that he basically jakaki with it. Then some of his fellow monks from China, when they were over together, told him, don't be so stubborn, you know. You must go and conduct some ritual and then you can raise fund, then you can survive. Otherwise, how? He said, no. I don't want to do that. So he wrote to one old devotee in Malaysia and told her very frankly the situation. Open account. This is how much I have left with. Can only survive 3 months. And he told us about this. So this old lady, without a second word, just sent him support and solved all the problem. Yeah. And when this old lady passed away, my senior monks told me that was the one time he brought them to go and do some chanting. But you know what he went to do? Go there, chant sing sing, okay. You know, not some elaborate, you know, ritual, whatever. Just go there and then do a sing sing and then went off. So how to practice perfection of giving without attachment? So I told the manager, about this sutta. Giving is purified in two ways, the giver and the recipient. And if you permutate, then there's four scenarios. It can be pure in the giver, it can be pure in the receiver, it can be pure in the giver, impure in the receiver. It can be impure on the receiver, but pure in the giver. Impure in the giver and pure in the receiver. It can also be impure in both ends. In this way, giving is purified in the two ends. Yeah. So I told them, that's why I want you all to do it this way. Yeah. Because I don't want my giving to end up causing the recipient to become impure. Very easy. Yeah, very easy. The our motivation can sometimes get twisted. Yeah, twisted. So so yeah, 用无执着来降服有执着的心啊，这样回答降服其心。执着Yeah, sometimes I say 执着 sometimes I say 执着 because my teacher say 执着 So sometimes I just habitually just say 执着执着这件事没有修行的人由思想活动表现出来显这个表现出来显着的相貌 yeah, So someone who is not a cultivator yeah, SoThrough the mental activities, and then express out, what we see that is being expressed out, yeah, that is the attachment. Yeah, 不是贪就是嗔 yeah, if it's not greed, then it's hatred. Express out as what? Express out as either greed or hatred. Yeah, or 再不然就是愚痴 yeah, or else it is delusion.而执着是维系的烦恼So attachment is a very subtle defilement yeah, In the past I've mentioned before We may think we don't have attachment yeah, But usually attachment don't seem to surface Or don't seem to affect us It's only when we are The things that we are attached to When the things we are attached to is being threatened Yeah Then we see the response. And it's from the response, then you know, that's attachment. 是维系的烦恼。如果不常修止观, if a person do not regularly practice samatha vipassana, 就不能观察维系的烦恼。Then you're not able to observe the subtle defilement. 动了贪心,动了嗔心, yeah.So if you're not able to observe the subtle defilements, even when greed and hatred, this kind of mind has surfaced, what happened? It has already moved. Yeah, in the mind already having greed, having hatred, already present. Yeah. Then what happened? 才知道有烦恼. So just now, we see versus already active. Yeah, only active then you know. But actually, I must say, if at least when it's active, you know, that's still not so bad, no? Sometimes active and we act it out, and after the fact, maybe we may even act it out in a way that, you know, don't seem, yeah, then very complicated. 其实在贪嗔之前还有个执着的烦恼啊，我们不觉知。So before greed and hatred even arise, there's this attachment, yeah, this grasping. Yeah, so we may not be aware of it. Yeah, so it's a whole sequence. 如果说我们只是这个扶住贪嗔的烦恼。So if we just suppress.Or withhold the defilements of greed and hatred. 这只是暂时的 yeah, This is temporal. Yeah, if you subdue greed and hatred, just hold it Now that's temporal, because the underlying problem is still there. Yeah, 因为微细的烦恼还是在，总有一天是要贪，还是要撑。So as long as the underlying subtle defilement is still present, yeah. In other words, it's actually ignorance. From ignorance, then there's an attachment. Then from there, delusion, and from delusion, greed and hatred arise. So as long as the subtle one has not been uprooted, those will arise. It's a matter of time. 现在佛告诉我们，若消灭了微细的烦恼，就永久不会有贪嗔的问题。Yeah. 所以断烦恼应该要断微细的烦恼。Yeah. So now Buddha tell us that if one can eradicate the subtle defilements, yeah, the attachment, the grasping, yeah, which is latent, hidden there. Yeah. If you can do that, then what happens? 就永久不会有贪嗔的问题。Then long term. That's a long term solution, not temporal. Not just for this period. Yeah. Anger arising. Okay, stop it. Okay, but this is short term. Yeah. But if you remove the lower substrate, yeah, the underlying attachment, then no problem. Context, this attachment is with reference to the earlier ones. Yeah, earlier talk about wisdom, no self, then no attachment. Then with self, then there's attachment. Also, ultimately, it's leading to ignorance. So remove ignorance is the key. Yeah, 所以断烦恼应该要断微细的烦恼。When we read the text, 微细 is not little, it's subtle. And subtle oftentimes is the deeper one. The deeper one. 因此佛说菩萨于法应无所住行于布施。 And that's why the Buddha said this, that the Bodhisattva, as far as all phenomena is concerned, shall not have that grasping, in practicing the perfection of giving, in practicing giving. 佛说法就是能说到重要的部分。 So my teacher is praising the teaching of the Buddha, saying that when the Buddha give teachings on the Dharma, he is able to highlight the important points. Yeah. 只是说不要贪不要嗔，这是无效的。To just say, don't have greed, don't have hatred, that's insufficient. That's ineffective. Okay, it's 5:45. I know we started a bit late, huh? Sorry, 4:45. We started a bit late. So I think we should stop here. Or you all need more? I can finish the page. Maybe I can finish this page. Not the book. Finish the page. 菩萨
No, I just reacting eye also.
You wiping your mouth?
Wiping the whole face.
How? Okay, better, right? Sitting here better, right? So next time, sleepy.
I think, never mind, all classes I just... SGC I sit there, then other classes I just sit here. More effective.
菩萨于法应无所住而行于布施。法就是这些色身香味触法。Yeah, so I use the word phenomena. Yeah, if you think it's Dharma, it's not. It's actually all phenomena. So 色身香味触法, all the different types of objects that we come into contact with. Yeah, the sense object. Yeah, form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mental phenomena. Yeah, 也就是一般因缘所生的希望, 这个希望境界. Yeah, so conditionally arising phenomena. 住是爱着执着的意思。So the word 住 literally abide here is grasping, the attachment, as we have seen through earlier. 发无上菩提心的菩萨应该心不要对法有所执着。So, Bodhisattvas who have evoked bodhicitta, as with respect to phenomena, yeah, the mind should not have grasping. 不执着修行布施的这件事 and not even to be, so there's two levels. One is not attached to phenomena, to things. Second level, not to be attached to the act itself, the act of giving. Yeah. 修行布施来救护众生 In this way, then practice giving to help sentient beings. There's this thing called 三轮体空 三轮体空, the three levels. So the doer, the giver, and the act. The doer, the recipient, and the act. Yeah. So non-attachment to me giving, non-attachment to the person receiving, non-attachment to the giving itself. 三轮体空。我曾经说过烦恼出细的问题 So my teacher has said before the problem of the gross defilements and the subtle defilements 比如说我喜欢吃饺子 So you see 师父 use laksa My teacher use 饺子 So the dumpling So my teacher often saysFor example, my teacher says that he likes dumpling. 当别人说这饺子包得好，这个放的线条的好，皮也擀得好，哇 ！I can almost recall how in the monastery the fellow monk, wow, they make the 饺子 one time make a few hundred. What's that?Oh, how many things I'm going to eat? Then in the end, for that meal, they only have 饺子. So one whole arms bowl of 10 to 15 饺子. Yeah, so, 北方人, in fact in China, when they 吃饺子, it's just 饺子. Yeah, not like in Singapore, we 吃饺子, 还吃饭, 然后还吃菜. No, no, 饺子 is just 饺子. So, for example, so when someone says, oh, this dumpling,is made very well. The ingredients are prepared very well. The skin has been kneaded very well. Yeah. 或者是这个是什么什么饺什么燕饺什么什么饺啊 Some kind of dumpling 啊。或者是猪脚猪脚真的是猪脚啊。So different types. Okay. 只是这么弹着啊，我就流口水了。So just describing it, we saliva it. 但是我自己反省 but he introspect, yeah, 并不是明显的想吃饺子。It's not very clear that he is very apparently wanting to eat dumplings. 从这里就看出来 from this we can see, 执着性很微细 that attachment is actually very subtle.If you're not careful, you don't see it. Yeah. 若明显的想吃饺子，贪心就已经出来了。So if you are directly saying, oh, I want to eat this, I want to eat that, then it's apparent that greed has arisen. So my teacher's standard is even higher. Huh? Yeah. That even just wanting to eat dumpling, that is considered greed already.Yeah, but actually, it's not that his standard is higher. This is the standard. This is the fact. Yeah. But in our day-to-day life, because everybody is like that, so we don't feel that this is greed. Only when the person wants more than everybody else, then we say, oh, that person's so greedy. Yeah. But you chew all your friends to go and eat 饺子. Yeah. It's not greedy, but the moment you have this, Someone say, describe 饺子, yeah, maybe you should get it. Oh. Actually, it's already a rising of greed. 在贪心之前,实在还有微细的贪心。Now, there's this subtle, before the obvious greed, there is the subtle greed. Yeah. So, 这个执着就是微细的贪心。 So this attachment is none other than the subtle greed. Yeah. 又比如别人若是回谤我, or for example, someone else disparaged me, slander me. 虽然我不是明显的愤怒, yeah, so maybe although I'm not visibly upset or like rafu, yeah, 愤怒, 但是心里有一点不高兴, but internally a bit not so happy. Yeah. 明白的说, 这就是我们平常不觉知的微细烦恼. So in reality, if we were to honestly look at this, this is actually the subtle defilements that we are usually not aware. Usually not aware. Okay, I think we should stop here. Huh? So this is page 96. So, good to think about it. In our day-to-day, are we having this kind of awareness? Yeah. 愿消三障诸烦恼,
愿得智慧证明了, 愿得智慧证明了,
普愿罪障悉消除,
普愿罪障悉消除,
世世常行菩萨道,
世世常行菩萨道,
阿弥陀佛,
阿弥陀佛,
起立。